That's why I had to do a part two, is because I needed another drink. The bartender had this other type of drink. It was like a cherry thing. More fruity than the other type of beer. I figured I'd try it, and it's pretty good. They said it has more content in it. I like it. Anyway, this happened at the Alchemist Den. The Alchemist, I tell you, somebody told me about an Alchemist, and I was like, what kind of beer can an Alchemist make? Well, little did I know that an Alchemist and a brewer are kind of the same thing. One of the Alchemists, they specialize in making beer, and that's a brewer. But an Alchemist that does a variety of things. Oh, that's a magical hum that comes in, and you know, the glowing objects and all kinds of just magic. Okay, like, let me tell you about this Alchemist Den. Okay, remember that wine that I was telling you about? There's an alchemist that's gotta work with that, and I'm thinking that this alchemist was it. I mean, this is back when there was this tall, stone-like structure, and it was off in the edge and in like darkness or another type of light or something. But anyway, this alchemist, they had these, these little globes, or this globe, and all these weird-looking glass pieces. I mean, you know, he said they put stuff for beer in it, but I've never seen beer go in anything like that. But I tell you, I was like, what the heck is this crazy magical contraption? You know, outside of it comes something that, you know, does something with the beer, and he says from, you know, same stuff that makes the glass glow. Well, I tell you, this is pretty good stuff. Except in this drink, it's a virgin, but there's alcohol in it. Now, I didn't know how that could happen, but another part of me did. Okay? Well, Alright. I didn't mean to collect curses. They just kept happening. Usually after a kiss or a con. Sometimes both. Curse 1. The laugh that makes flowers wilt. A druid did this one. Now, whether it was a druid or a dryad, I don't know. Because a dryad, that's something entirely different than a druid. Someone else says they're the same thing, but hey. They're a dryad, I ain't even gonna begin to go into what that is. But a druid, they do magical herby kind of stuff and more nature connected or whatever, but a dryad, I asked if that was a gang of druids, and they said, it's something that utilizes things like druids, but from the dead. A druid uses things in one particular realm, and they don't really go much beyond it, but a dryad, they do druid things, but with multiple realms, including imaginative realms of other dimensions and that other kind of stuff, right? You know, it's like, you know, you hear about all these seven circles and these other places and distant lands and elsewhere and further places beyond Borgira. Well, the druid, they do things kind of that, if there's a druid of Borgira, or a place in Borgira, that druid is going to utilize things within Borgira to do their druid stuff. But the dryad only do things in Borgira, but they go beyond Borgira, right? Into the hearts and the minds of things in outwardly realms, places that you only dream of. And sometimes it happens in Borgira, sometimes it happens without Borgira, beyond Borgira. The dryad is a very, 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 very versed and capable druid. Sometimes the dryads aren't even aware that they're operating in multiple realms because they've just gotten so good at it. But anyway, the laugh that makes flowers wilt. She said I laughed too loudly at her poem. And, well, that was because she was talking about a flower that this person that was turned into a flower pot. And they were going on some kind of trip or whatever. They were telling me a story, okay? And the story they were telling me of this person that was turned into a flower pot. Now, I heard this story from another, and that other mentioned that differently, right? Well, the thing is I changed a part of that story because I knew the audience would hear wilted and apply something negative unto that whenever there was something more, like, has a level of kindness to it, and they would imply death, but there wasn't a death there. There was another type of thing, right? And are kind of mean that it may have been wilted in that world, but how the next world interprets that is a way of one of the worlds interprets wilted as living. Well, the other world interprets wilted as dying, and the flower obviously wasn't dying in that particular state. So I had to change the way that was presented. But ultimately, yes, it was dying because it was only there for approximately 42 seconds. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But the status in and of the flower of itself and how it appeared is, in fact, living. So in order to honor that, so it wouldn't be in a way, was that, but I guess it, I don't know if it made her upset or what it was. But now, whenever I laugh from the gut, my petals nearly fall off. I don't know if that's because I'm a flower pot, like that person in the story, and I'm becoming back to who I was supposed to be, or if she wrote it as a poem to make me think. Hell, it wasn't even a good poem. It's time to drink to that. What's in this stuff, anyway? Curse number two. The candle that only lights when I lie. Gifted by an exolutionist lover. Romantic, right? I tried to say I changed. Room caught fire. We're on decent terms now. Curse three. Reflections that don't follow. After I stole a mirror from a haunted apothecary, my reflection walked off sometimes. I think it's living a better life without me. It couldn't be the case. Curse 4. Memory slips when I fall in love. The more I feel, the more I forget. Faces, names, even taste of her laugh. It's like loving through a fog. Some call it a curse. Some call it a mercy. Curse 5. Also, wait a second. We're going mercy, mercy. Some say that's thanks. Some say it is. Stop and change. I don't know what they're asking in that case. If I'm going to be a dryad, I've got to learn it. Someone thought I was a dryad once. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Either way, isn't it all about bringing the realms together? Well, curse 5. My bones chime in silence. Skeleton mage, long story. In a quiet room, I tingle. It's very inconvenient during stealth jobs. Curse 6. Threads of truths. A weaver hexed my coat. Now it unravels if I tell the full truth. That's why I have to lie. I've learned to speak in poetry, riddles, and omissions. Which, to be fair, was always my thing. I'm really good at it. Now I'm just reading for a podcast. Curse 7. The whisper that answers back. Sometimes when I say something I don't mean, something says or something. Then why did you say it? I don't know what it is, and I don't want to find out. Curses aren't always punishments. Sometimes they're just memories you can't take off. Half-truths, whole drinks, and 7 regrets that still follow me home. Gilbert Benardis, well-versed in, you know the rest.